Hi, I'm Susan Guiazda with the City of Ames. My guest today is Tracy Peterson, who serves as the City Municipal Engineer, a position she has held for many years. One of the big challenges that has affected South Duff businesses for decades has been flooding. Tracy is working on a flood mitigation project. Tracy, what can you tell us about this project?
Thank you for having me today, Susan. This project has been very visual and has been around the community for a number of years. Some people may just recently be hearing about it or seeing it. With the South Duff area flooding so many times and affecting so many people, we really pursued a project that was somewhat out of the box, but at the same time, going to be sustainable and resilient. And so this project is a widening of the channel and to create a more resilient area that will ultimately lower floodwaters about 2 feet in that South Duff area.
What are some of the ways that you looked at of lowering that flood level?
Well, so we ended up creating this two-dimensional hydraulic model, and it really helped us to understand the problem that was in the area. So the record floods are 1993 and 2010. So it seems like 2010 flood was just not too long ago, but I realize now that it's 11 years ago. So it's been quite the process. We have, they looked at a lot of different options as a flood mitigation study, and even diverting stormwater around the community. They looked at doing improvements in the watershed to reduce the flows. They also looked at opening up flows under the Highway 30 bridges and how that could help. So this channel conveyance, they had also looked at putting up levees, really big dikes along the creek that would really try and keep that within its banks. Those have a little more specialty in relation to working with the Army Corps of Engineers and regulations that way. And so ultimately it was settled on this channel conveyance option.
So Tracy, I think a lot of people remember that 2010 flooding. That was significant and it was pretty eye-opening. What steps did the city take after 2010 to look at ways to address the concerns of the businesses in that South Duff area?
Great question, Susan. We did extensive of going out for a request for proposals for engineering consultants who had experience with looking at floods and how to mitigate that so that they were looking at a lot of alternatives that, you know, maybe we weren't always exploring. And so HDR was hired to do the flood mitigation study, and they did extensive outreach and public input sessions, had numerous sessions with city council to talk about it with workshops, and ultimately that report was finished in early 2014. And with that, the city council had supported the channel conveyance option, and then also had suggested to continue working in the watershed to reduce flooding. And so they actually have funded that through our capital improvements plan. And so we're continuing to work on reducing the flows coming down while also working on this channel conveyance that will lower floodwaters more immediately.
How do you fund that?
Right. So the channel conveyance came with a big price tag. And so with that, we actually in 2017 had prepared a nationally competitive grant application to the federal government, which was denied. But we reworked that application and in 2018 resubmitted that. And ultimately, we were awarded just under $3.75 million from FEMA. And so that was a nationally competitive, but it showed that we had a really strong benefit over cost because there's so many residents and businesses that have been damaged and without access, without water, without sewer, without being able to live in their facilities.
So we got a plan, we got funding now, and now the heavy lifting starts. So what people are seeing now is the actual plan being implemented. tell me a little bit more about if you're driving down South Duff and you see Iowa Creek, what are you seeing right now?
So we are in territory of two threatened and endangered species of bats. And so the northern long-eared and the Indiana bats are in the Story County area. And so with that comes a requirement to drop trees prior to April 1st. And so if you're driving down South Duff, what you will see is a lot of trees that have been dropped. And so those are getting stacked. Some of the trees have gone towards sustainable use. And then we are also stacking them in consideration if we do flood. Hopefully we won't flood again, but we worked with Iowa DNR to stack them in a certain way to make sure that they're going to stay there and not impede the flow.
And I understand that some of the hardwood trees were harvested as well.
Yes. So some of the larger hardwood trees were harvested, and a gentleman out of Eastern Iowa was using those for making furniture and a wood trim. And then there's a group that's taking the large cottonwood trees to make wood pallets. And then we did harvest some with the root ball on them to use as part of the construction of the channel conveyance improvements. And that root ball helps the energy of the creek stay in the middle, but also provides habitat.
So one of the questions that we get a lot from people who see what's happening, and again, this is a work in progress, we're not done, is that most people believe that trees are kind of a flood mitigation tool in themselves.
Yeah, so I personally love trees. They do great things for our environment, improve the water quality, they improve the air. They are in general very good for stormwater and water runoff. With this one, with the channel continuing to undercut and erode, the flashiness of our streams comes up and it continues to take whole trees down into that area. And then with the grading to create that channel conveyance capacity, we needed to remove the trees. And they will get planted back in other areas in the watershed and in the community. But we overall needed to remove them in that area so that we can do this grading.
So what people are seeing in the weeks to come with the trees down, that's not the finished product. What are they going to see when the entire project is closer to completion?
That's a great question too, Susan. The two-dimensional hydraulic model had shown that with the creek the way it is now, when the high water comes out of its banks over west of the Boys and Girls Club, the really high velocities actually were along South Fifth Street. They weren't even in the creek anymore. So what this channel conveyance does is it leaves the actual creek bed there, and then it lays back the banks. At the Red Lobster area, we will have a big block retaining wall. And then that will open up the area, and it's 2,000 feet each side of the South Duff Bridge that it'll widen out. And it will bring and continue to have those higher velocities and the higher flows under the bridge and within the creek bed instead of up on our streets. And that high velocity on the street in the floods made it very challenging to evacuate people and to provide emergency services during that time. So this will be a much safer, not only lowering the elevations of the floodwaters in the South Duff area, it will also have the higher flows under the bridge, therefore providing emergency response to be safer.
And what's the time frame of this project completion?
Yes, so with the FEMA grant, we have a deadline to close out the project by June of 2022. So we are in the land acquisition phase now, and we will be working towards getting another bid package out for the larger grading project here this summer. So a lot of people this fall and winter will see the project getting done.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy. We get a lot of questions about that project, again, because of the visuals, but knowing that this is a phased approach, and that how it looks today will not be how it looks a few weeks or a few months down the road. It just gives us something all to look forward to seeing.
Yes, we will be using native plants and some rock to stabilize it back. And so it will be habitat. And then with that grading, we're also going to install some pocket wetlands within the laid back area as well. So there will be different habitat there. And just keep an eye, because I think people will enjoy what it looks like and be able to have more interaction with the creek once it's completed.